Good evening, everyone. How are we doing today? Good? No? Okay. Doing all right. Before we get started, let's come before the Lord. God, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for this opportunity to worship you, God. You are an amazing, amazing God. You are a loving God. And we want to praise you. We want to lift your name high this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Who breaks the power? Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King.
Worthy is the King. This is amazing grace. Thank you. Oh,
life.
We believe, Lord. So as we continue to worship and sing out to God, you know, Young Wong wants to share this verse with us.
I just want to share, in response to the message today, Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you know how perfect and pleasing the will of God is." And I feel like first message today, you know, how powerful the message of Jesus is, how powerful our God is, that He actually transformed. And I think many of us, maybe we've been comfortable, and I just feel like leading us to pray for that renewing of mind. It's basically repentance. Repentance comes from the word metanoia, which is, it's not always sorry. Repentance means change of mind. So I feel like leading us to pray together for God, for the Holy Spirit to come and renew our minds today and respond to what Bert has shared, that we may know, that we may transform ourselves, that we may know how perfect His will is. So if you let me pray. Thank you, Lord. God, we come before You today, Lord, and we repent. We repent, Lord, for the times that we limit You and what Christianity is, Lord, and facing the pressures of life, and facing external circumstances, Lord, that we sometimes get conformed to the world and we forget how powerful You are. How powerful You are, Jesus. So today, God, we come before You as a church, and we just repent, Lord, and we ask, Holy Spirit, that You come. You come and renew our minds today. Come and renew our minds, Lord, to align to Your standard, Lord, that we change our mind today. Yes, God. Yes, God. That Your word says, Lord, do not conform to the world any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So, God, we ask for that today, Lord. For every one of us, Lord, that we'll be renewed in our mind, so that we will be transformed, so that we will know, Lord, how perfect, pleasing Your will is, Lord, and how powerful You are, God. Great are You, Lord, God. Great are You, Lord. Come and do a work in us, Lord, that only You can do, Lord. Come and transform our mind the way You do, that only You can do, Lord. Only You can do, Lord. So, God, we welcome You, Lord, into our minds right now and change us, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Continue worship and continue coming for our Lord. It's Your breath, Lord.
And all the earth will shout Your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are You, Lord, the child. And all the earth will shout Your praise. Our hearts will
we finish this service, we're just going to keep worshipping, giving God the glory. So yeah, would you like to join me in just singing Worthy, Worthy, as we just sing that to God, as we continue to worship and praise His name for what He is and who He is, Father, and what You've done. Yes, God, we worship.
Given gloriously and wholly to the work of Your kingdom, to the proclamation of Your glory and Your goodness. And this week, Lord, we cry out for the anointing of Your Holy Spirit on those that we come around, Lord. May they come and know the love of You, Jesus. May their hearts be transformed. Pray for the rulers that have been put in place in this nation, around the world. God, will they fall at Your feet and proclaim, Jesus, that You are King, that You are Lord, that they weep tears of joy knowing that they are forgiven, that they are free, that they are not bound by their sin or their guilt or their shame or those weights anymore, Lord, but they can freely live in You. And let our hearts and minds be transformed, completely turned around to be given to You. We look to You, Lord Jesus, because You are worthy of it all. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Just please have a seat just after some time, personal reflection. Just be sure to hang out and spend some time fellowshiping.